Hello and welcome in to episode 4 of Hardball. In episode 2 of Hardball, we talked about how coronavirus could benefit the MLB. However, we have learned new information since I recorded that episode about what the 2020 MLB season could look like. So, we're going to start by talking about if there will even be a 2020 baseball season. And if there is a 2020 baseball season, what is that baseball season going to look like? So, for starters, if there's going to be a 2020 baseball season, I think there will be. So, basically, they're looking at plans to either have every team play in Arizona or have the MLB split between Arizona and Florida, like the Cactus and Grapefruit League for spring training. And so I think the MLB will happen in 2020, a season of some sort, because they have come up with pretty substantial plans and detailed plans for how to make the MLB happen. With all of those plans set in place and them thinking about that makes me believe the MLB season will happen in 2020. So let's take a look at what it could look like. We'll start with what's called the Arizona plan. And so what the Arizona plan consists of is an MLB season, most likely starting in June, and then maybe a few warm-up games or spring training games, so to speak, starting at the end of May. And what would happen is all 30 teams would be located in Arizona, and they would have spring training stadiums, Chase Field, and maybe some local college stadiums in use as places to play for the MLB teams. They would be completely self-isolated. The only traveling they would make is from their hotel room to the ballpark, so as to not risk any sort of contagion, infection, any way the players could get the virus. That's what they're trying to avoid. And so they would be completely isolated except for at the ballparks. So what would the actual game look like? Well, in this scenario, what we know is the actual game would consist of zero fans. Absolutely none. It makes sense with the crisis that we're living in right now. Of course, there's not going to be a single fan. However, that is the obvious. What is not the obvious is some minor details. They would most likely implement an electric strike zone, right? So that the umpire does not have to stand so close to the catcher and the batter as for risk of contamination. So it would be a great way for the MLB to experiment with an electric strike zone, and it's what they would have to do if they did play the game this way. Another interesting detail, the players would not sit in their dugouts, but they would sit 6 feet apart from each other in the stands, which would be odd, certainly, but you could imagine how that would make sense when in a normal MLB setting, everyone is really close to each other on the bench. There's a lot of players on the bench. It just makes logical sense that you would not have players in the dugout, but have players in the stands, considering the stadium would be completely empty. With the start happening in June, there are two options for the actual schedule. One option, of course, is a shortened season, which none of us want to see, but it makes sense. Players can't play 162 games from June to the end of September. That's just too many games in that short of a time span. Another option, though, is a lot of double headers to try to get in 162 game season. And these double headers would only be 7 innings long at a time in order to compensate for the extra stress on the body from the double headers. So, what I think is the most likely scenario is probably a shortened season. However, it's not out of the realm of possibility for them to implement these 7-inning double headers, which I don't think I'm a very big fan of. I would much rather just have a shorter season, 9 games, played how baseball should be played in the proper form instead of these 7-inning doubleheaders. It feels like a high school setting. It feels cliche. I understand that the situation isn't normal. You can't play normal baseball, and there's going to have to be changes made that you would never see usually. However, changing the actual length of the amount of innings that gets played seems like an overdramatic change that we don't need to pursue. Now, with all that being said, how likely is this plan to be implemented? Well, the Arizona plan has backing from the National Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control. Both of these programs have said that the Arizona plan the MLB has talked about and formulated so far follows all social distancing guidelines, and they see no health risk associated with this. Not to mention, the PGA has already committed to restarting their tour on June 11th. Now, with the PGA being the first major professional sport to restart their season, other seasons are to follow suit. Someone needed to break through the ground floor, so to speak. Everyone was scared to put forth an actual plan to restart sports because that's not what's on everyone's minds right now, obviously. And so, by the PGA coming out with an actual plan that they have committed to, they have opened the gates for other sports like the MLB to follow in their footsteps and put forth an actual plan and a schedule regarding what their season's going to look like. So the possibility of a major league season happening in 2020 is really good from my perspective because of this Arizona plan that they have in place. It's supported by the CDC, and there's already been another major professional sports organization that has come out with how they are going to play their season through. Now, obviously, golf is much more social distance friendly than baseball is. That's why the MLB has to implement all these new rules if they're going to do it. But it makes sense that the MLB should be able to start. Now, what's the second plan? A second plan is somewhat similar to the Arizona plan. However, instead of every team being in Arizona, it would be the teams that play in Arizona during spring training would be in Arizona, and the teams that play in Florida during spring training would be in Florida, and each team would use their spring training facilities as their home baseball stadium. The Arizona teams and the Florida teams would never meet up. So you would basically have two leagues going on, like the American League and the National League, except they would never play each other throughout the season, right? And then you would make it into three divisions still. You'd have three divisions in Arizona, and you would have three divisions in Florida, and the winner of your three divisions would all have first round byes, and then your two wild card teams would, that's what the playoff format would be. And then the Arizona teams play through each other in the playoffs, and the Florida teams play through each other in the playoffs, and they meet in the World Series. And now you wonder where the World Series will be held. Well, the World Series would be held in Los Angeles, California, at Dodger Stadium, because the Arizona-Florida plan likely would not start until July, is what the MLB has said. And that means they're for sure would not be an All-Star game. And the All-Star game was supposed to be hosted in Los Angeles this year at Dodger Stadium. Now, you need a neutral setting for your World Series because obviously you do not want to be going back and forth between states and possibly spreading the disease or giving your players the disease. And so, your neutral setting, it makes sense that it would be the place that was just going to be the neutral setting for the All-Star game. And so that's what they stated. The World Series would be played at Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium. And if the Dodgers were in the World Series, the away games, supposed away games, when it would be their turn to be the away team, would be at Angel Stadium or Padres Stadium. That is the Florida plan. Same rules would be in place as the Arizona plan, electric strike zones, and then players not sitting in their dugouts. So, with all that being said, what's the most likely scenario out of those two plans? And the most likely scenario is definitely the Arizona plan because it's been supported by two worldwide health organizations. And Arizona right now is in a much better place than Florida is in terms of handling the coronavirus. Florida hasn't even put in a stay-at-home order yet. They seem behind the gun on the way they are handling the pandemic, which makes it hard to believe that in July they would be a suitable state to host MLB teams and MLB games. It just doesn't seem feasible. So the Arizona plan's most likely. For all of this, for any of it to happen though, testing, the MLB has stated, Rob Manfred has stated, testing would need to be increased because right now, they could test all their players and all their umpires and all their personnel that they would send off to Arizona or that they would send off to Florida right now, but it would take away from the public's ability to get tested. All the players and personnel need to get tested before they are able to start the season to make sure you don't have someone with the coronavirus playing and spreading it to other players or other umpires. Any sort of personnel. And in order for that to happen, testing needs to be increased to the point where they can get all their players and personnel tested without taking away from the public's ability to get tested, without taking tests away from the public or disturbing the general welfare of the public. So, testing in every state throughout the nation will need to be increased dramatically in order for this to happen. I think that will be the biggest hiccup. And if there's any reason the MLB season gets canceled in 2020, it'll be that reason and that reason alone. Because the MLB has now worked on two different plans in depth on how they are going to make their season happen, seems set on having a season in 2020. They are not even remotely focusing on what happens if the season gets canceled. That's not their concern right now. Their concern is how do we make this season happen? So the MLB as an organization seems all in on finding a way to make their season happen in 2020. The Players Association is all in on finding a way to make the season happen in 2020. Everyone affiliated with Major League Baseball is all in to making a season happen in 2020, which means in theory there should be no hiccups. Oh, here's a hiccup I can think of. The CDC wouldn't support it. Well, actually, the CDC does support it. It has the support from the Center for Disease Control. It's been deemed safe from the Center for Disease Control. Okay, well, what other possible hiccups could there be? And in my mind, there could only be one other possible hiccup in getting this season going, and that is adequate testing for everyone. And so it's a little bit worrisome for the jeopardy of the season because there has been no real emphasis at the national level to provide us with adequate testing for the coronavirus. It's not, the testing just isn't there. We don't have the testing right now, and there hasn't been a heavy emphasis on getting the testing. And so I could very well see a situation where the MLB season gets canceled purely because there was never enough testing available to the general public for the players to get tested without taking away from the general welfare of the public. That is the only scenario or I can see the MLB season getting canceled in 2020. Now, the season does get played. Let's just say it's the Arizona plan, because that's the most likely scenario. And you go into September and you have the playoffs in October. Now we need to talk about, well, okay, at this point in time in October, are we going to be able to have people in the stands? That's going to be the number one question. Because if people can be in stands at games in October, then the MLB is going to have the playoff games at teams' home stadiums with their home crowd. And it's going to be insane. The atmosphere would be absurd because you haven't had a fan, not one fan, at a game all year long. They'd all been watching on TV. Not to mention, it's about the only sport that was on the entire summer, unless people watch golf, right? It will be an electric playoff atmosphere, one of the best in a long time. People will be hungry to be at games. People will be excited to have sports back. It'll just be a joyous occasion. It'll be that thing that brings everyone together. You know, in tragedy, there is always the perseverance of human strength, of human willpower. And right now, we're in the middle of a tragedy. There's no getting around that. Our healthcare workers are working on absolute overdrive right now to keep us safe and to keep us healthy. They're sacrificing their self and the well-being of their family in order to keep us safe and healthy. And throughout the nation, they're being thanked. Every night at 8 p.m. in Los Angeles, there is a big cheer because at 8 p.m. the healthcare workers switch shifts. So the night shift comes in and the day shift leaves, and there's a big cheer for the workers going in and the workers coming out. There is just acknowledgement of the hard work that they're doing throughout the nation. Throughout the nation, huge acknowledgement for the healthcare workers. When we are safe to go back to a normalistic world, which hopefully in October we will be able to go and watch playoff baseball at home stadiums. The joy, the happiness, the excitement, the relief, those strong emotions will be so poignant in the air. It will be something bigger than baseball. And we can safely say that. Think about this, man. The New York Yankees will probably make the playoffs. New York is the city getting hit the hardest right now. If New York makes the playoffs and they're able to have fans in the stands for playoff games after they hadn't been able to go to a single game all year, you mean to tell me that won't be one of the most electric atmospheres in sports history? It'll be insane. Now, I don't want to come out and say that the coronavirus is going to be good for baseball. I made an episode about that. It's wrong. It's plain and simply wrong. This isn't going to be good for baseball, but I'll tell you what, on the off chance, on the very off chance that playoff baseball can be played at teams' home stadiums in front of their home crowds, it'll be the best playoff atmosphere the MLB has ever seen. It'll be something to marvel at. It'll be one of the best sports atmospheres ever. It'll be one of the greatest moments in sports history. Whoever wins the World Series that year will go down in the record books. People will remember the 2020 season forever. It'll be packed every single playoff game. Obviously, playoff games are sold out, but the atmosphere will be crazy. And everyone in those stadiums will not be able to think of a single thing but how happy they are to be back and to be surrounded by 40,000 people that are all united to cheer on their favorite MLB team. If that doesn't sound like one of the best things that could happen right now, if that doesn't sound like something that is just so exciting, the prospect of even playoff baseball happening in front of crowds of people, the atmosphere that would be provided by that would be insane. So, I honestly don't think we'll be able to get playoff baseball in front of fans, and we won't be able to get that atmosphere. But right now, we all have to sit here and we have to first off recognize how lucky we are to have the best healthcare workers in the entire world working round the clock to keep us safe so selflessly. And we have to recognize that if we don't have hope, then we don't have anything right now. So, yes, it may not seem like the possibility of playoff baseball or even baseball happening in 2020 is realistic. We have to hold out hope that we can get back to that normal, exciting MLB we all know and love. Thank you.